The mere possibility of a military confrontation with North Korea is producing some alarming headlines around the globe, like North Korea, a potential train wreck in motion. That's from the LA Times. Or this one from the Irish Times, China warns of likelihood of war at any moment. One place where there doesn't seem to be a lot of hysteria, North Korea's neighbor, South Korea. We reach reporter Jean Lee in Seoul via Skype.
I had the big cable station on all day yesterday, and I did not see any North Korea coverage. So very different here in South Korea than what we see internationally. And that has to do partly with the South Koreans being just, they're just accustomed to this. They've been living with this for decades, and they are perhaps not seeing anything particularly unusual about it, aside from that element of Donald Trump sort of being an unpredictable factor when it comes to North Korea.
I mean, I'm seeing some real panic, it seems, on social media. Is this the weekend World War III begins? What have you been seeing from South Koreans?
South Koreans are much more obsessed right now with their political upheaval. You know, they just saw their president impeached. They are much more concerned about the next leadership or the vacuum in leadership at the moment. That said, you know, as a journalist, I can't help but ask everyone I come across if they're worried. They're not running out and stocking up on water or ramen noodles. But, you know, I spoke to a taxi driver today who said, he brought it up actually, and he said, you know, this happens every spring, especially in March and April. But this time with a nuclear threat, yeah, I'm worried because if there is a nuclear war, that's it. We're done. We're all dead.
So on one hand, Jean, you're saying the people there are pretty chill. On the other hand, the military says they're ready to mercilessly retaliate. What is the equilibrium? I mean, I'm having a hard sense understanding how they're actually feeling.
Some of this is generational, I should point out. The younger generation, they've grown up with this. They've had this all their lives, and they're somewhat blasé to it. The older generation, I find, the generation that remembers the war, very worried. And we see this split in so many different ways in South Korea. This is a country that has been through a lot in the last 7 decades.
So one more thing, Jean. China Central Television is reporting that Air China, the airline carrier, it's canceling flights to the North Korean capital, Pyongyang, starting Monday. Have you heard that? And what do you make of it?
You know, Air China does add and remove flights seasonally, but it's unusual timing because this is the time when they generally do add flights because it's the tourist season. This is the time of year when North Korea gets ready for its close-up, beautifies the city, and brings in a lot of tourists.
Explain that. In Pyongyang, they spruce up the city because it's spring and it's supposed to be pretty, or there is just a usually busy tourist season to Pyongyang?
This is the most important time of the month. April 15th is the day that the founder of North Korea was born, 105 years ago.
And that brings tourists?
Well, that's when they bring tourists in. So we've got loads of media there right now. That's when they allow people to come into the country. They had a marathon out last week, and they have painting exhibitions, performances. It's the biggest celebration of the year. And this is partly why, to be honest, we're seeing a lot of this rhetoric. What the North Koreans want to do is to bring the people together and give them something to be proud of. And nuclear weapons, nuclear tests, and ballistic missiles are part of that equation when it comes to the North Koreans. The regime wants their people to be proud, even though they're from such a small and frankly impoverished country, to have something to be proud of.
Jean, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Take care.
That's reporter Jean Lee speaking with us from Seoul, South Korea.